And Oh, You're Pretty by Carl Hogg.
Mm-hmm.
How Did It Go
Home?
And how about Sheep?
Oh, wait a minute. No, not that I can remember.
How about Chicken?
Here, tick, 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 tick.
Now, before you can plow with the horses, you've got to back them up to the
harness.
Yeah. Now, when you are driving a horse, I guess if you, well, you probably never have, but you've seen people have horse and wagons, the things that you use to guide them with would be the
reins.
And on horseback, it would be
reins.
Now, with a saddle, the part that you put your feet into is called the
stirrup.
Now, if you had two horses, and one on the left and one on the right, have you ever heard one of them called a lead horse? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, but I don't know which is which.
Okay, if something is not just right near at hand, you might say it's just a little. It's not right here, but it's just a little.
Little way.
Mm-hmm. And if it was a considerable distance, you might say, well, yeah, it's quite a
distance, quite a way off.
Yeah. Or quite a. Would you say quite a way or quite a ways?
It's quite a way off. Quite a ways off.
If you were not, okay, leave off the off. If you were just gonna say,
it's
well,
quite
it's,
a way. Quite a way.
If something was really common and you didn't have to look for it in any special place, you might say, well, I can just find that
anywhere.
Now, if somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say they fell
backwards.
And if they fell this way, you'd say they fell
forward.
If I ask you, did you catch any fish, you might say, no, blank, a one. No.
I didn't get a one.
Now, if a child...
I'll catch a one.
Yeah. If a child in school, well, might be talking about a scolding teacher, and he might say, well, why is she blaming me?
I didn't do it.
And if somebody apologized for breaking your something that you had that you didn't especially like, you might say, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
And a crying child might say, well, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Have you ever heard anybody use an expression, apt as not or like as not?
Mm-hmm.
How would they use that?
Like is not more. I've heard that more, but I'm not. I can't give you any specific example. It's familiar,
but
I'm not quite sure how they would use it.
Do you know what they call the sort of trend?
Maybe they would say that instead of probably.
Oh, instead of saying.
I'll probably go to church tomorrow. I'll like as not go
to
church.
Yeah.
Or I'll probably not go to church tomorrow. I'll like as not. I don't know. That may be wrong.
No, I think that's probably how it is used. It's in place of probably. I think it is used synonymous with probably. As a matter of fact. The trenches that are cut by a plow would be...
furrow.
And if you had a good yield of something, you might say would be...
crop.
Now, if you were getting, well, like, rid of trees and brush and stuff on a lot.
Clearing.
Yes. And do you know of a name for a crop that came up that wasn't planted? It just came up by itself.
No. Weeds.
Yeah. Yeah, well, weeds would do that. Well, have you ever heard anybody call that something that comes up volunteer?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, you might not know these. Wheat is tied up into a...
I don't know. I started to say stalk, but that's just one. A bundle? I don't know.
A bundle? That's right. Okay. And then bundles are tied up into... piled up into...
I don't know.
If you were talking about...